Every year, more than 5 million children under age 5 die of nutrition-related causes. Doctors Without Borders says these annual deaths could be reduced by giving malnourished children ready-to-use food containing vitamins and essential nutrients. It says this approach is far more effective and practical than the traditional method, which uses fortified blended flour and requires that severely malnourished children be fed under close supervision at a feeding center. Executive Director of the Campaign for Access to Essential Medicines, Tito von Schoen-Ungerer, tells VOA the new approach requires no preparation and allows the mother to keep the child at home.
You can store it easily. It's not heat sensitive. You don't need to cook or add water, but the child just can eat it directly and it's tasty. For the severely malnourished children, normally we would need to hospitalize all of them, and that's not any longer necessary, so women can take it home. So it has enormous advantages in places where there's conflict, but it's of benefit everywhere, and it really allows to do it even when you don't have enough medical staff and bring it to the homes of people.
Dr. Schoen-Ungerer says ready-to-use food is practical in non-secure places like Somalia. He says it is a very effective way to treat malnourished children caught in a dangerous, difficult situation. The world's so-called malnutrition hotspots are found in large areas of the Horn of Africa, the Sahel, and South Asia. The World Health Organization estimates 20 million young children are suffering from acute malnutrition at any given moment. Doctors Without Borders estimates only 3% of these children will receive ready-to-use food in 2007. Dr. Schoen-Ungerer says Doctors Without Borders has a pilot project in Niger which shows that giving mildly malnourished children ready-to-use food at an early stage can prevent them from becoming acutely malnourished.
What we are doing in Niger this year is that we are giving a supplement with this kind of food where the child has to take 3 teaspoons a day to give it to all the children under 3 during that particular hunger season. And what we already saw last year is by expanding the use of this ready-to-use food, we were able to prevent the severe malnutrition. So we really see this as working, and we need others to do the same.
Doctors Without Borders has been treating malnutrition with therapeutic ready-to-use food since the late 1990s. But Dr. Schoen-Ungerer says it was only this June that UN agencies were finally persuaded of its effectiveness. He says the aim of the global campaign is to persuade international donors to provide the money needed to support the program. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.